RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden's economic stimulus plan includes $1,400 payments to most Americans and an extra $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits through September. He's also calling for a raise in the federal minimum wage.
To be a national minimum wage of $15 an hour. No one working 40 hours a week should live below the poverty line.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
That's what it means. If you work for less than $15 an hour, work 40 hours a week, you're living in poverty.
He says today he'll announce plans to speed up coronavirus vaccinations. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is tracking online chatter about armed protest over next Wednesday's inauguration. He says there's been more than 100 arrests from last week's riot at the Capitol.
We've already identified over 200 suspects, so we know who you are if you're out there.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
It's the Dadgum William Tell Wake Up at 6:07.
To know how safe is air travel these days? Well, at Breezeway Air, we've taken the lead with air safety. After you've presented your negative COVID test, climb aboard with your flight-provided space helmet. Trust us, you're going to need it when you attach the oxygen hose. You'll notice the front and rear cabin doors are open. This allows virus-free airflow while you board. You'll also notice the doors remain off the entire flight. Keeps you safe from the airborne virus. Don't worry, you're still breathing thanks to your pressurized helmet. And the best part, if anyone tries to annoy others with politics, we automatically unlock their seatbelt and they get sucked out. So strap in for your next flight. It'll be a breeze with Breezeway Air.
What do you need?
All I need is that hat!
Don't you think that's the most beautiful hat you've ever seen?
Some bad hat.
I don't think we should wear hats.
It is National Hat Day. Did you know that?
Some hats wear men. You wear bad hats.
I wear many hats. But the one I'm wearing currently.
I'm an entertainer.
Hats off to you, big bro.
Hats off to who now?
Hats off to you, sir or madam.
Today is National Hat Day.
It's showtime.
6:10, so I'm going to ask you live on the air. That's how I promoted your weather video today.
No, I saw that. Freezing nights. Did you see my reaction down there? Scroll.
Oh.
I did a funny laugh.
Exclamation points.
Hey, also, click on that. How about that? Does that look great?
Yes, it does.
That is a cheeseburger friends with egg on top of it. And it's one of those farm eggs.
Yes.
And there's the condiments.
Those came from Cooley Farms.
Mm.
Nothing but the best.
All right.
So, just how nipply will it be?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
So, if you go outside right now, you know, compared to other mornings, you think, this is not bad at all. What's this cold air he's talking about? Well, the front has just gone through. So, yeah, the winds will pick up during the day today. It'll become quite windy. 15 to 25, gusting over 30 miles per hour later on today as the cool air flows into Alabama. You know, today's high temperature, I think we make it up to about, let's say, 55-ish, 56. I'm going to say 56, but the winds will make it seem cooler. Mostly clear, cold tonight. 32 is the overnight low, but you'll swear it's colder tomorrow morning if you're out and about because there will be a wind chill factor, okay, which will be in the 20s. High on Saturday, only 47, but the winds will make it seem so much colder than that. So a chilly but sunshine Saturday, 20s on Saturday night, but the winds die down, and then nice warming trend begins next week. By the way, we're in the low to mid-50s on Sunday. Right now, this morning, west winds at 5 miles per hour, which will pick up soon. It's 49 at 612.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
I'm a guy who thinks about food all the time. That doesn't mean I'm always eating food. I'm just thinking about food all the time. And so right now I'm thinking about the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. And by the way, it's 6:13 right now. They are open for business already. In fact, Tuesday through Friday, they're open from 6 to 2. And then over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, they're open from 8 to 2. Oh, and by the way, on Saturday, you don't have to get there at a certain time for breakfast because they serve breakfast all day long on Saturday. That's really good to know. They're located on Averett Drive. Now, if you don't know where that is, it's just off Taylor, behind Mexico Typical, a little south of the Avon. So it's tucked away, but it's a great place with a nice family atmosphere and home cooking just like Mama did, right? So they're closed on Monday, but every other day of the week they're open. And by the way, check out their Facebook pages. Not only will you see their specials of the day, you'll also see some testimonials from other folks, and you'll see some mouth-watering pictures. Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do now. We're going to give away a $15, I kid you not, gift certificate to the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company for caller number, what do you think, Jay? Caller number what?
Ooh.
By the way, good morning.
75.
Caller
75. No,
don't do that to me.
We're only on the air till 9.
It's only a three-hour show.
Let's go with caller 5.
Caller 5, right now, 272-9228. You don't have to jump through any hoops, although we could create a few hoops if you want. 272-9228, caller front number 5, wins a $15 Yellowhammer Restaurant Company certificate.
We are waiting for your call now. You heard correctly. Yes, we're giving something away in the 6 o'clock hour while we're celebrating a birthday. Hard to believe. I think it's Emily.
She's a girl's always golden. She's celebrating a birthday.
Been acting since the 40s on television, 8 decades. Was hot in Cleveland, Mama's family, where it's Alamore. And with all those birthday candles, the cake will melt to the floor.
Betty White to Yellowhammer today.
So it's Sunday. Is her actual birthday? Is that right?
I believe it is. It's this week. We have to celebrate today.
I saw a one-hour special on her on one of the streaming services, and I didn't know everything she did before. I know about the Alan Ludden. You know, she said no to Alan Ludden a few times.
Oh.
Yeah, about...
said yes to a lot of men on TV. This is caller 5 on the phone.
Hey, it is. Hi, who's this?
This is William.
Hey, William. How are
What's
you?
Up? I'm doing well this morning. Doing even better now.
Have you been to the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company yet?
I have not, but I've been hearing lots about it.
Okay, great. Well, guess what? We're going to set you up with $15, which goes a long way at Yellowhammer. Hang on the phone, because Jay is going to get some information from you, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks. Don't go away, and thanks to everybody that tried to call in. That's cool. We have to, I think we need to make it kind of a resolution. Are we going to kind of sort of talk about that on TV?
Resolutions, yeah.
Or intentions or something?
Yeah, and
or, to not think the impossible dream. All over this cold front coming through today, I'm thinking about,
God, you remember those bike rides with the wind, stiff wind?
Well, I've got my great windbreaker, but yesterday the wind was really coming up from the south.
Yep.
And that's the uphill part.
Ah.
And that does make a difference. I got it done.
But 62 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Very nice. Easily the best day in a while. But I'm just thinking about getting to the uphill pinnacle of this thing and then turning into the west.
Sounds like it'll be lots of fun.
Yeah, it'll be gusting over 30 this afternoon.
It is 6:16 as I locked up the car to come into the building. I look back at it. We're celebrating Betty White's birthday, but my car is Black Betty, and she is beautiful. Just, there in the under the street light, it just looked like, wow.
Is it glistening?
It's glistening. The only thing missing is the sticker on the window saying what the price of this machine is.
Right.
And I owe that completely to Montgomery Paint and Body after an incident involving a deer. I have to call Donnie at 27 Rec with a W later because our friend Janet, who has been to MPB 5 times with deer damage, 5 times, she got me deer horns. And I'm going to ask Donnie, A, do they work? Because he would know if anybody knows. And B, where do I place them or where would you place them?
You want to wreck the finish of the car.
If there's a way to attach them, he'll know how to do it without.
She's had 5 deer incidents.
And had them all repaired at MPB.
She must live near one of those signs, those deer crossing signs.
Yeah, those deer crossing signs.
Yeah.
I'm going to take those down. Stop encouraging deer to cross for this traffic. Whether it's a deer strike or a fender bender, bring your car to Montgomery Paint and Body because all the damage will get fixed. And their coordination with insurance companies and everything else is top-notch. I know with my insurance company, they are a preferred body shop.
Yeah, mine too.
Chase is reminding us.
Yes.
So keep them in mind. With over 4 decades of experience and a business ethic that is gold, MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W, some local news at 6:18.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Lowndes County grand jury has officially indicted the man accused of shooting and killing the late sheriff, Big John Williams. Authorities say William Johnson shot and killed Big John Williams in November of 2019 at a Haynville gas station. Johnson's arraignment is now scheduled for January 29th. Pike County officials say District 5 Commissioner Charlie Harris has died. Harris served on the Pike County Commission for 28 years, from 1993 to 2021. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. And late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will then be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery at 2 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
voice the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We got to have property tax increases to pay our bills. I think it's Powerball's up to half a billion or higher. I bought tickets for the Florida Lotto on the way back, so I have a couple of those for the next...
Did I hear our governor is starting to warm up to this idea?
I wish they would. If they, you know, they want to do all the spending. You know what? Talk about fixed elections. I don't believe we voted to increase our property taxes. No. I just don't. I'm sorry. I think that the fix was in on that. And here's my conspiracy theory. Everything else looks so normal that why would anybody question it if everything else looked about the way we expected it to on election day? It is 6:22.
3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Every day we keep hoping we're getting closer to the end of the era of having to wear a mask, right?
Right.
That doesn't appear to be happening. Experts are now suggesting we should wear two.
I don't think so.
That we should double up. What's that going to be like?
To double mask is healthy for you. Double protection if someone asks you. Might trouble your breathing. Won't get infected with coronavirus or the flu. Double safe.
There's an old friendly reminder of another day, another era, the Doublemint Twins.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
But doubling masks, you up for that?
I can't breathe with the mask I've got on.
What's wrong with the mask we got? I just think this is insane. This is absolutely insane.
No, double masks, no. And so is Biden going to... Did he say something about 100 days of mask wearing all the time? Is that what he...
Well, he said that a while back. I don't know if he's still planning on instituting that. Yeah. If he wants to do a 100-day mask mandate, I'm not going to like it. But if he wants to shut the country down, that would be a
bad mistake.
Bad idea. Especially, and that will not be met with cooperation.
Especially when he's proposing a $1.9 trillion.
Where's his money coming from? Are we just printing money?
Out of our butts.
Yeah.
Out of our wallets.
Well,
at some point.
Our kids' kids will be paying for this.
Actually, the way we've run up the debt, I think our kids' kids' kids.
Oh, yeah. The debt is now ridiculous. And now it's like they don't.
Why are my taxes so high, Mommy? Because your great-great-great-grandfather Rich or Greg or whatever. We're just getting ready for our TV hit here today, and our topic is thinking smaller. Another... What is he saying?
I didn't hear that, Mr. Positive over there, Ryan. Yeah.
Micro goals. Yeah, that's the thing. So they'll be coming to us. We don't have a sounder anymore that tells us. We just got to...
Right. They don't have the new bumpers yet.
Wait for a countdown or something.
So...
I have no idea where we're at.
No, I don't either. So...
But it is 6:26.
It's a little bit later than usual.
Matthew McConaughey news coming up in the Cheap and Trash.
All right.
Yeah.
Going to be shirtless?
Baked out of his gourd. Absolutely. When you hear what he's going to do, you might think he is.
Survey found 67% of people are setting micro goals in 2021 instead of a larger New Year resolution. There's lots to talk about. We're joined with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Hey, guys, I'm curious to know what you guys think about this.
Well, Mr. Bike Rider over here is doing really great stuff. I'm so proud of, even on a cold day, right?
Every day, no matter what the weather, I've got a great jacket. I put on that beautiful Alabama hat that I was showing you guys earlier this week. Remember that?
Yeah.
With the ball
on,
right?
That was brought a lot of good luck. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that keeps...
That wasn't during ratings.
Keeps everything warm. And today is the 15th, and I've done two a days on weekends, so I'm actually ahead every day plus two.
But you've been talking about the wind coming up here today and the next couple of days. Wind is, that's a little tough.
It's not going to stop me. I'm from the Windy City. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was born in Chicago.
Why is this just coming out now?
It's just,
I've never heard that.
Hey, you know, they've kind of been trending in this direction. Remember, you know, resolutions, I think, are a setup.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up to fail, and then you really feel bad if you establish this big goal and don't meet it. Then a couple of weeks back, we heard about instead of resolutions, do intentions. And now they've taken that down another notch.
Micro goals. Oh, yeah, micro goals. So I lost my gym on the 31st and none. Now I'm forcing myself, and I even prove it to you.
That's right.
I send you pictures of my activity ring every day. How many miles are you walking now, Jay?
I walk about two miles, essentially, a little bit over than that, but 2 miles every day.
That's a good thing. So, and you're eating better, of course.
Very nice.
Yeah. How far are you going on the bike?
The first mile is uphill.
Yeah.
And
the last mile.
As those of you who are viewing at home, you know I'm not exactly a tiny guy, so that's pushing weight uphill for about 1.1 miles.
Uh-huh.
And then the back part is a matter of raising gears.
And how far is your route?
I have two routes. On a day like today, if it's going to be as windy as you guys say it is, probably I'll do the 2-plus-mile run. If it's a nicer day, I'll do 3 or more.
Oh, okay. All right.
But... you're coordinating. What's that term they have for exercising when you work really hard for a minute and then take it easy for a second? There's a term for that. Somebody must know that, right?
I'm sure Ryan knows that, right?
Interval training. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Interval training.
What about your micro goals over there?
I'm getting back into my running game a little bit. Mm-hmm. So doing that, try to drop some of these COVID pounds. But other than that, you know, I drink a ton of water already and just, I never look at micro goals or if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. I always thought New Year's resolutions were stupid anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about you, Kay?
That's stupid, Ryan. I would say mine are some on this list, like prepare some meals in advance, like meal prep.
Good idea.
I really want to get into that, and, you know, it saves money, and it helps you be prepared. Like working this shift, you know, helps you be prepared during the week.
Mm-hmm. May I make
also
a suggestion?
More vitamins. Go ahead.
On Sunday, that's when I cook ahead for the whole week.
That's what I usually do, too. I cook a couple of meals that I eat off of.
But that's a great idea. And I hope you'll.
Yeah, that's what my mom. That's what my mom said on Sundays. But like, I would only cook for like Monday and Tuesday because I don't like leftovers after too long. So I would have to recook on Tuesday night.
I got you.
That makes any sense.
Leftovers are the greatest food group ever.
They can be. There's only a few things that are.
I was going to say, it's dependent on what it is.
There are some things that you can't warm up, and they're
French
still,
fries.
Or like, the one thing I wish we could, French fries. That yeah. If they could ever figure out how you can reheat French fries to make them just as good, that's the billion-dollar industry thing there right there.
Switch to sweet potato fries. They reheat much, much more effectively than regular potato fries.
Oh, Chase wants to.
I'm going to have to try that.
Chase wants to go for a walk, I think. That's one of his micro goals.
Well, we could watch something that's never been done on live television before if you don't get them out of here.
No. No, I don't think so. We'll save that for ratings.
On aisle three.
And it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, I think that would be my number one goal is just meal prepping. And so, yeah.
Well, maybe you can take him out, Greg, when you go and check the traffic on 85 here in a minute.
Yeah, that's a worthy idea there, Ryan, and I'm going to give that full consideration.
Hope you guys have a great weekend with your micro goals.
All right, you guys. All right, you guys. We hope you guys have a great weekend. It was good chatting with y'all. We'll see you on Monday.
All right, take care.
All right, you guys. And to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, tune in Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but the producer had said rap, but I don't think you heard rap.
I had heard the rap, yeah.
I have made it through 6 morning shows without lighting one up.
Amazing.
Thanks to these.
Dadgummit.
Thanks to these, he pulls out a pack of cigarettes.
Well, no, I mean they're in on my.
And face. Then another pack.
No, those aren't. That's.
What are those? Oh, that's the thing. Okay, I thought that was a. I thought those were matches because on the side it looked like that was a strip that you would light the match on.
I recommend these. It's called Enjoy. That's the letter Enjoy.
Uh-huh.
I get them at the MAPCO. You know, when I go in there for my 7 cents a gallon off on Sunday, and. Because I was talking to our boss's wife, the former Mrs. Jennifer
Roy,
and she was able to quit years ago with a much less, cigarette-like version of these.
Yeah.
And also maybe when you saw, now these have nicotine, but there's no tar or any of the, toxins, carcinogens that come with a lit cigarette. And with Jay as my witness, I hardly even go outside for fresh air.
Well, I mean, what you are missing, though, but is you used to go up and down those stairs, and that was kind of like exercise.
You're right. I'm going to start smoking again so I can get back on the Stairmaster here.
Very good.
Good idea.
Great. Wear two masks.
We were talking about supply chains and interruptions and stuff yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. One industry that was struggling with that was furniture, but I'm here to tell you, Kaiser Fine Furniture has received truckloads of great new furniture for their 2021 inventory, and it's already deeply discounted. At Kaiser, you have 3 women who are not only experts on the inventory in-house, pricing, greeting a customer, and trying to find out what are you looking for, lining up choices and so forth, but can also answer questions, if you've got a room and you're not sure what it needs, and they have so many accent pieces there, can show you your choices. They know how to work with budgets, and if you want to go 0% and go big, you can do that with a Synchrony account for qualified customers and get immediate delivery on whatever it is you want. Save money, experience great service, and engage the expertise of Stella, Cheryl Pitts, and Dale Thornell. Save on taxes, too. It's 8.25% of the sales tax at Kaiser. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. You can visit them online at shopkaiser.com. At 6:34, our first traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking really good all over the city this morning. We have a little incoming traffic now on Highway 231, causing a little congestion at Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. And we're busy at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge on East South Boulevard. That's about it. Buckle up, be safe this morning, and enjoy your drive in. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing.
If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's 2021. It's 2021. January had just begun when the Capitol was overrun.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 15th of January, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
January 15th makes this the 15th day of the year, right? 350 days are left.
You're so good at math.
I'm good at math, too. It is payday. It's National Hat Day. I'm not a hat wearer, but I will on a cold day. Every once in a while, I put on one of those, call those woolen caps.
Remember the hats we had as kids in the Midwest in cold weather?
Oh, yeah. With the flaps.
Strap under the chain flaps.
Yeah. It's National Bagel Day. Some people are just swear by bagels. I guess if I've had a really good bagel somewhere in my life, probably I'd be...
Sesame toasted bagel.
Yeah. They're big in New York City, right?
And bagels? You can get really good ones for a lot less at food outlet. Yeah. Seriously.
On this date in 1870, the first appearance of the Democratic donkey. 129 years ago, 1892, the rules of basketball are published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's where the game originated, and I believe that's where the Hall of Fame is, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Dr. James Naismith.
1934, the New York Yankee slugger Babe Ruth, nearing the end of his illustrious career, signs a one-year contract worth $35,000. That represents a pay cut of $17,000 for the Babe. That's a lot of money for the time. 1943, the Pentagon is dedicated. That building, if you ever seen how fast that went up and the planning of it and how quickly that is?
Now, it was built... The construction of the Pentagon was masterminded by Leslie Groves, who masterminded what other project?
It was a bridge. No, I don't know.
The atomic bomb. He was so good at getting things done quickly that they put him in charge of the Manhattan Project, figuring this is our best shot to get this done in time to end the war.
It's the world's largest office building, but it's constructed in such a way with its... with its hallways that you can get to anywhere in the Pentagon within 3 minutes.
Have you ever seen the movie Fat Man and Little Boy?
I have, yeah.
Paul Newman.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good film.
Uh-huh. Pentagon's amazing. Have you ever been in the Pentagon?
I have not been in it, no.
It's pretty cool. You got to have somebody escort you, but it's pretty nice. On this date in 1967, the Green Bay Packers won their first Super Bowl, beating the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10. And again, Green Bay's quarterback, Montgomery and Bart Starr, was the game's MVP. Tickets that year?
$12, $15?
$10 for the first game.
Oh, the first Super Bowl.
The first
Bowl.
Game.
I'm
the
sorry.
The first game. And NBC didn't think much of it about airing it because they taped over the broadcast. It was, they didn't think, well, we won't need this. 54 years ago in 1967, Rolling Stones appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, but only after agreeing to change some of the words to "Let's spend the night together" to "Let's spend some time together." On this date in 1972, American Pie hits number one on the pop charts, referring to the day the music dies. We talked about it yesterday, February 3rd, 1959.
That was number one for so long, too. Mm,
yeah. And there were, people were decoding little things inside that song.
Quick story. There was a jock in Chicago at the time named Bob Dearborn, who wrote a three-page analysis of what the song was
What he's referring
about.
To, yeah.
And then had it copied and asked listeners if you'd like to read a copy of my synopsis, send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, and got 80,000.
Wow.
80,000 within the first week.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a lot of copy paper, too.
On the same, in 1974, 47 years ago, the year I graduated, Happy Days premieres, starring Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, lasted for 11 seasons until they jumped the shark back in 1984. Now our song of the day, talk about a signature song for this artist. Let me take you back to 1972. Carly Simon, Son of a Gun. Over the years, she's had great fun hinting about this song and who it's about. She says it's actually about more than one person. At least one of them is Warren Beatty. Another one, maybe Mick Jagger, perhaps, but probably others. You're so vain, you probably think this song's about you, don't you?
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below. You watched yourself gavotte, and all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner, they'd be your partner, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
I'll bet you think this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you?
Though ironically, it is about him. If you think about it. It gets a little weird after that. In August 2003, Simon agreed to reveal the name of the song subject to the highest bidder of the Martha Vineyards kind of a charity thing there. The top bidder, Dick Ebersol, $50,000, president of NBC Sports and a friend of Simon. He won the right to know the subject, so he knew it. Of course, he's dead now, right? Ebersol's dead.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll never know, maybe. 1977, Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin debuted with the Coneheads on SNL.
You know, there's a story about a scene in Ghostbusters that was cut out.
Yeah?
I'll show you that a little bit later. Yeah, there was a very sexual scene involving a ghost and Dan Aykroyd.
Is that right?
But it was left on the editing floor.
I love when Aykroyd used to say, "Jane, you ignorant slut."
You mean like this?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Very good. You're fast. 43 years ago in 1978, two students at Florida State University murdered in their sorority house Ted Bundy, later convicted and executed for that crime.
There was a meme going around the other day. I got so worked up watching the news, I changed channels and relaxed by watching a documentary on Ted Bundy.
it's
at about that point, you know?
That's right. The one where he talks for hours, didn't he?
Yeah.
1981, Hill Street Blues debuts on NBC, lasted for seven seasons until 1987. What would the guy say after the briefing every morning? He would say, be careful out there. I forget. There was a line. There was a certain line.
You know, that was kind of a precursor show to NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
I did watch it, but nobody's rerunning it right now.
Yes.
I'm not going to buy the box set, so.
On this date in 86, Jimmy Dean ordered to pay his brother Don $500,000 for causing mental anguish in a feud over the family sausage business. Jimmy Dean. On this date in 1987, Ray Bolger, the Scarecrow on The Wizard of Oz, died from cancer at the age of 83. He was my favorite.
He was good.
Ray Bolger.
Good dancer. Amazing dancer.
They wanted him to be the Tin Man, and he had to argue. And say, no, I am the Scarecrow. I am the Scarecrow. So, well, eventually he got the role.
If I keep riding the bike, I'll be the Tin Man.
1994, Harry Nilsson dies at the age of 52. I don't know how he died, but he had a lot of big hits, including Everybody's Talking and Without You. Was it cancer?
I believe so. Yeah.
Did you know he wrote Three Dog Nights 1? Harry Nilsson.
Now that you mention it, yeah, I do remember hearing that before. Right. But he deserves credit. He launched their career, man. That song put them on the map.
It's the loneliest number you'll ever do. Two, though, can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Uh huh.
Random facts coming up at 7:10.
2001, Wikipedia was launched by a couple of nerds named Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger.
Jimmy's from Alabama, actually.
Right.
I want to say he was born Huntsville, I believe.
Now, you can still edit every Wikipedia. In other words, there's some inaccuracies, right?
Oh, because, there can be. Yeah. There can be. For the most part, you're good, but there can be.
I had a little page on Wikipedia.
You're in Wikipedia?
It was gone. It's gone now.
Is it?
I don't know why.
12 years ago in 2009, U.S. Airways pilot, you remember Sully Sullenberger, safely landed. After disabled, the jet was disabled by a bird strike on the Hudson River. They call it the miracle on the Hudson. Happened on this date. Dr. Martin Luther King would have been 892 today. Ben Shapiro is 37. Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints quarterback, is 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was over 40. I thought he was in his late 30s.
Yeah, for a NFL player.
New Orleans is in the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not really paying attention. But.
Chad Lowe, which is Rob's more talented brother, is 53. Birthdays. No. We're done with birthdays. Countdowns. 30 days till Valentine's Day. Spring arrives in 64 days, and SEC football is back with us in 232 days. That's the title.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I got a countdown. One day till I go back to Jack Ingram. As I'm beginning, I'm just sort of doing Automotive 101.
Yeah.
Because they represent so many great product lines, and I am learning all I can about each one. Now, I've been a Volkswagen owner going way back. It was my first car. But I love the Volkswagen store. It is one of the most uniquely designed car shops. That's why you can't call it a dealership. It just because it's I first saw it 15 years ago, and it looks every bit as contemporary today. And inside, you're going to find Volkswagen models. And this is the deal right now. 0.9%, that's less than 1% interest for 60 months on select Volkswagen models. Go to jackingramvolkswagen.com to check them out. I know they have a number of certified pre-owned Beetles and other Tiguans and other editions of cars. And the two I want to, there's two I'm going to drive this weekend. One is a Beetle and one is a Tiguan. I want to get the SUV experience.
You are doing the whole, you're just going to be going around the whole dealership, right?
Yes, Volvo will be my next lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But we're concentrating on Volkswagen, and at less than 1% interest over 60 months, wow, you're pretty much paying for the car, so you build equity in it quickly, and they've got a great selection waiting for you. Visit jackingramvolkswagen.com, because it's time to love what you drive.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Now, with 49 degrees right now, we're about 20 degrees warmer than this time yesterday morning. Now, but things are going to change. Winds are going to pick up as we go through the day, a breezy day, becoming more than breezy, windy. Lots of sunshine with temperatures which will perhaps make the mid-50s, but it'll seem cooler. Mostly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low 32, but the wind chill factor will fall to the 20s. Tomorrow's high, only 47 with sunshine. And again, the wind tomorrow will be a big factor. We'll be in the 20s on Saturday night, low to mid-50s on Sunday with more sun, and a nice warming trend begins next week around Tuesday and Wednesday. It continues. Right now this morning, we have west winds at 5 miles per hour, so the winds haven't picked up yet, but will. It's 49 degrees, 651.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Light to moderate all over Montgomery. We're not seeing anything that's going to slow you down on your way into work right now. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
651, phone call from David. Good morning.
Good morning, all TGIF to y'all. Hey.
Yes, likewise.
Hey, music trivia on You're So Vain. They switch to a different backup singer towards the end of the song. Do you know who that backup singer is?
Mick Jagger.
Exactly.
How about that? Do I win anything?
Get that man a cookie.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, y'all.
I love that you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Hey, if I had a Learjet and I had that kind of money, I would fly it to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. That'd be so cool. 6:52, just a quick break here, and then it's cheap and trashy time.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arbor body? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and buddy, it didn't take us long to get through 2020.
Wow, I mean, 2020 was here, and hopefully it is gone. And, you know, I just want to thank all the wonderful customers we have, the new ones, the old ones. You know, this year started off crazy, and it finished off with a bang. I tell you, our customers were great. They came in, they shopped, we did a lot of mail order, did lots and lots of great gifts for people. And I just wanted to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of our heart at Tucker Pecan, being such loyal customers and buying local, shopping local, and doing the things that needed to be done this year to make it through this COVID. And you know what? 2021 is going to be a great year for us at Tucker Pecan. We're going to do all kinds of new, exciting things and hopefully make next year bigger and better than ever.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And from David and the gang at Tucker Pecan, have a happy and prosperous new year.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:55, guess who wants to be in professional wrestling? Or at least the rumor is.
Oh, all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. Matt McConaughey is, he's got bunch of young kids who are still haven't outgrown wrestling. Mm-hmm. Not that I want to insult anybody we work with by making that comment. Nah, I wasn't mentioning you, Chase.
Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch it near as much as I used to.
Good for you.
I still not good for me. It doesn't Jay's matter.
He's all grown up now.
Goodness. Good for you.
Have you ever spent a ton of money on one of those events? No.
I never did go to any of the big events. I went to a couple of local ones here, and even then I stopped.
I meant the pay-per-view.
A long time ago.
Pay-per-views.
No.
$5?
No, I get it. You know, my brother was like 10, 11, 12. He was going to those things, and we used to get into fights over whether it was fake or not. And I've already told you.
Oh,
It's theatric. Coordinated.
It's theatric.
Yes, it's showbiz. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not. Yeah, but at this point, everybody pretty much knows that. Mm-hmm. I was always intrigued by people who would, at the mere mention of wrestling by somebody else, would jump into the conversation regardless. You know it's fake, right? It's like, what else do we do this with? There's nothing else that you would talk about and somebody would come up other than maybe a magic show. And someone would just burst right in. You know, it's a trick, right? Well, it's a magician.
Actually, I would. Have you ever been to a really great magic show? I'm not talking about David Copperfield. I'm talking about a magician who does tricks on a stage.
Yeah, I have.
They're amazing. Yeah. I went to had a friend that was actually studying to be a magician. And we got tickets to a show where all the hopefuls who are trying to build their name get together and they have to show their. And even the ones that haven't made it yet do some really impressive stuff.
Who was the one you mentioned, maybe David Copperfield, who, if you even, he threatens
yes,
you.
Yes, that was him.
He threatens you.
Yeah.
You
he
not
said, I will have
deal.
To kill you. But I eventually told how his illusion worked anyway. And so far, I haven't had a knock on the door. Speaking of fake.
Hey, it's Matthew McConaughey. When I'm not shirtless and baked out of my gourd, I stumble to the radio and kick off my morning with this show. All right.
All right. Ben,
high school girls, they keep getting... No, I keep getting older and they stay the same age. Yes, they do. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Ben Affleck is referring back to his days with Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. Says that she was treated very unfairly when they dated. I will always be grateful to them because thanks to Ben Affleck and J-Lo, I made it into the Globe because I made a prediction that their engagement would never end up in a marriage and that the relationship was doomed, and it worked out exactly like that. And why they didn't call me back to do more predictions, I don't know. sad news, Screech Diamond, stage 4 cancer. Conor McGregor, I know who he is. I'm not a UFC fan per se, but he's made a lot of money, and he just spent $2 million of it to have a watch that has a secret compartment on it, and when you open the compartment, mm-hmm. it shows two little figurines doing it.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't want to look at the time, you can...
Watch them.
Yeah.
And it moves. It's in motion. That seems like a lot of money.
How did that make that to the service this morning?
I don't know. Mickey Mantle trading card just purchased for $5.2 million. Previous record was set in 2020 when somebody paid $3.93 million for an autographed 2009 Mike Trout prospects card.
When was Mickey Mantle a rookie? What year? Do you know?
Back in 51 or 52.
Okay.
It would have to be one of those 2 years. Is Chris Evans in talks to do more Marvel movies as Captain America?
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, they've got to be fun to make. Here's what I'm going to say for Terry Adams. Are the Backstreet Boys breaking up over QAnon?